This is an executive summary of occupancy and leasing spreads in Wright Analysis, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. By the time a Wright's net operating income turns down in its reported results, the underlying problem has usually been visible for a while, in its occupancy and its leasing spreads. These two metrics are among the most useful leading indicators in Wright Analysis because they signal the direction of future income before it shows up in earnings. Occupancy, the percentage of a property's space that's leased, is a direct measure of demand and a leading indicator of revenue. Leasing and renewal spreads, the percentage change in rent on new and renewal leases versus the prior expiring rent, reveal whether a Wright has pricing power. Positive spreads mean it's signing leases at higher rents than before, negative spreads mean the opposite. Together, occupancy and spreads tell you where a Wright's NOI and FFO are likely heading, which is why analysts watch them closely. This guide explains why occupancy matters, what leasing and renewal spreads reveal, their value as leading indicators, how sector benchmarks differ, and how to spot trouble early. Note that this is educational information, not investment advice. Verify the current data and your situation with your advisors. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.